This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. And yes, we are live. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let me make sure that's where it needs to be. Is that where it needs to be? This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it'll only play, why isn't it playing? Boyd's Gun Stocks is this is the result of time spent developing and perfecting the ergonomics that you're looking for in a gun stock. That's why they have so many different models that fit so many different types of guns from so many different name brands. Because not all of us are built the same way. And Boyd's recognize that. And with their laminate and their hardwood stocks, they have you covered. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I do not understand why that did not play. let me see something real quick here. Well, wait a minute now. Oh, I do know why it didn't play. I know why now. Okay. Let's just test it before we move on. Just to test. There it is. Okay, fixed it. I am my own board op sometimes. No, I'm not. I actually need help. But every now and again, I know which switch to flip. Coming from Vox, it's a run-of-the-mill piece about what the anti-gunners truly want to do regarding the Second Amendment. But at least it, you know, they keep wanting to have this, can we have an honest conversation about guns? I guess anything's possible if you're honest. So, for years, we've been subjected to Democrats voicing their support for hunters while saying they want to get AR-15s and other so-called assault weapons off the street. Hunting rifles, which are actually more powerful than the AR-15, you know, but that's a whole different debate. Then there's the anti-gun left not knowing what they're talking about, saying they don't want to take away people's guns, but then they draft legislation that bans a semi-automatic firearm. And that's called a gun ban. And most, if not all, the firearms owned by civilians, with the exception of revolvers and hunting rifles, are semi-automatic. And that particular piece of technology is not particularly scary. It means that it reloads itself instead of it being mechanically reloaded by you. With a revolver, you have to pull the trigger, it reloads and fires all at the same time. With a bolt-action rifle, you're pulling the bolt back and slamming another one home, then pulling the trigger. It's not the same. But then again, automatic is not the same as semi-automatic. Machine guns are not the same as semi-automatic. A true machine gun actually is belt-fed. So, regardless, the whole crux of their argument is that banning so-called assault weapons, expanded background checks, waiting period, etc., they're going to save lives. The only problem here is that it actually won't do that, and they know that. So, I want to thank Vox for actually showing the end game of the Democratic agenda on firearms, which is that they really just want to ban guns. Now, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have both cited the Australian model on gun control. Clinton went so far as to say the Supreme Court got the Second Amendment wrong in 2016. Level of violence in Europe, which is often cited by the left to make the false argument that America is a shooting gallery, would require gun confiscation. no other way around it. And the Second Amendment's language in the Constitution might not prevent such an extreme piece of legislation from passing. That's the reality of it. It's the fact that there's not enough votes, and there probably never will be. So says Vox. And at least they get a gold star for honesty. But here's what they wrote, okay? Let's be clear about precisely what kind of decision is letting events like this recur. Congress's decision not to pass background checks is not what's keeping the U.S. from European gun violence levels. The expiration of the assault weapons ban is not behind the gap. What's behind the gap, plenty of research indicates, is that Americans have more guns. The statistics are mind-blowing. America has 4.4% of the world's population, but almost half of the civilian-owned guns, which is a interesting little tidbit that they like to throw out there all the time. They continue, realistically, a gun control plan that has any hope of getting us down to European levels of violence is going to mean taking a huge number of guns away from a huge number of gun owners. The legal scholars I talked to suggested that an Australia-style program would probably pass muster. If we went further than Australia and also banned handguns, that might cause problems. The Supreme Court struck down Washington, D.C.'s handgun ban in 2008, but Australia's actual system is probably constitutional. Adam Winkler, a law professor at UCLA and author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America, says courts have consistently upheld bans on military-style semi-automatic rifles because other firearms are equally useful for self-defense. Gun control isn't stalled because of the Second Amendment. It's stalled because elected officials won't pass effective new laws to reduce gun violence. Sanford Levinson, a law professor at the University of Texas, Austin, and author of the landmark article, The Embarrassing Second Amendment, concurs. If such an extraordinary law actually got through Congress, meaning with Republican support, then I find it impossible to imagine there would be 5 votes on the court to say no. But the real problem, of course, is that there's not a snowball's chance of Congress actually passing any meaningful legislation reference guns, let alone this kind of quite radical legislation. So, I ask you about the Australia model being constitutional. What do you think of the idea that A, people would turn in their AR-15s, or B, police are going door-to-door to arrest and confiscate firearms to those who refuse, would be political poison, not to mention a tsunami of lawsuits that would clog the legal system. And, you know, not a single Republican is going to support this. So, Levinson is right about the political reality. And still, Vox showcased the anti-gun left's ultimate goal, which is why this upcoming 2018 election is key. In fact, every election in every state is key to protecting our Second Amendment rights. Period. While everybody's sitting out there thinking, well, we've got Trump. Remember, we had Bush, and then one day we lost the Congress, and then the next day we had Obama. I don't think the Democrats, the next time around, when they have the whole enchilada, are going to waste time this time around. I don't think they're going to sit back and say, well, we have political capital we can squander. We can do this in our own time. I just don't think that's going to happen. And if they try to pass it, and if they have the votes to try to pass it, then that's going to be one of those things where there's only going to be one way to get it back. And that's really unfortunate that we would allow that to get to that point. We have to maintain a check in there somewhere. So we're going to have to maintain control of at least one part of Congress forever. From now on, or run that risk. Run that risk. And right now, I think Trump's going to be reelected in a landslide in 2020, but we'll see. So that check would be in place, which is nice. But anyway, at least they're being honest about it, though, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, this is designed to be the interface between you and the weapon. And Boyd's has spent the time figuring out what's going to work for this shape, what's going to work for this length of pull, what's going to work for this body type. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am trying to, I have no guests lined up for this evening. This is actually a dry run to see if I can actually handle doing a 3-hour radio show. So if it seems like I'm struggling later on in the show, probably going to be because I'm struggling. I've been telling myself if this doesn't get better by tomorrow, I'm just going to go back. I don't know what happened. Anyway, I'm getting really tired of being sick, though. Feeling bad. I'm getting tired of feeling bad. There's no reason I can think of to where I should be feeling this way. But let us move on, shall we? Let's talk about something here. What happened in Parkland, that massacre, tears at the conscience of us all. And it also predictably invited the tired, unworkable policy fix from the left, which let's just ban guns, which you just heard in the news. There's as many pro-gun proposals as there are anti-gun proposals. And they passed a bill in the House, which I think is going to be the only one they're going to actually look at. So that is over with for the biggest part. How the left imagines that banning guns would fix these awful tragedies is beyond reason. And worse, they obnoxiously claim that NRA members and others who disagree with them don't care, which is nothing short of incredible. But of course, raw emotion always clouds good judgment. Every time we have an event like this, we should tear it apart with critical thinking, not emotion. And the scripted prescriptions offered at the CNN town meeting hours later contributed nothing to this effort. For all of the adults and the entirety of CNN, shame on you who conspired with the fake news giant creating that circus TV moment. Shame on all of you. And more shame on those who manipulated the traumatized children to promote their agenda, who now believe, by the way, that they're in charge. And if they're not in charge right now, they'll just wait. We'll die. Then they'll be in charge. And that's true. So let's admit a couple of things. Psychologically disturbed people of any age are a damage to their community, their families, and themselves. Some sort of intervention into their failing paths is quite essential. Some sort, you know, anything really. We rarely hear this because political correctness censors it, but most of us know that this is the root of these horrors. When you pull a weed's leaves from your dawn, or excuse me, your lawn, it just returns. So you got to dig deeper to this than this. You got to get dirty hands if you truly want to get rid of our lawn, to get rid of on the lawn of this weed. Let's also admit that tortured souls will utilize any device to wreak their havoc, including cars, trucks, knives, baseball bats, IEDs, poisons like anthrax, and of course, guns. Any proposed corrective measure must wrestle with the thorny challenge of how society can respect both the rights of the law-abiding to self-defense, their right to self-defense, and the right to be protected from these devils amongst us. And if there was an easy solution, believe me, it would have already have been discovered. Yes, we all want the authorities to be vigilant. But this Parkland event especially gave evidence of how often such hope is misguided. The officials there grossly failed, and unless you've been mugged or find yourself and family and possessions violated or even exterminated during a slow, being forgotten era by a tyrannical government that did confiscate guns from law-abiding citizens, you won't understand why the Second Amendment is precious. And if you won't admit such examples as genuine reasons for the right to self-defense, then you don't really want to live in a free republic either. Maybe you wish to live in some idealized socialist state, like Cuba or Venezuela or North Korea, perhaps. Now, I don't want any of the progressives of America to experience any of the scenarios that are described. But I'll bet them my permit to carry that if they did, they change their calculus and quickly understand that the gun, knife, club, fist, car, rock, none of that was evil. Have you noticed how many guns we lock up? That's my question. If it's the gun, why are we locking up people? That's my question. So, why hasn't that happened? If the gun is the problem, why aren't we arresting them whenever they show up? Why aren't we arresting the manufacturer of the gun or the bullet maker or somebody else? I know that's what they're trying to do. But the reason they don't do that is because they're not guilty. They're not going to be guilty. Now, you know, there's lots of gangs in schools today. And, you know, a lot of them, like in Florida, for example, there was a federal program in place to shut down the chain from high school to penitentiary or whatever it was. And, you know, that's the problem, see. You can make a school a gun-free zone all day long, but you can't make it a troubled-free or a troubled kid-free zone or an evil person-free zone. You can't do that with a sign. Until we figure out how to do that, we have to protect the schools and make them hardened from within. And we could follow Israel's lead. They figured out what to do. They have figured out what to do. But I digress. None of these gun-free zones are evil-free. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is where you take your gun and it becomes more a part of you because of that ergonomic connection. And, you know, when you listen to Dustin describing the process by which they have determined is the best ergonomic fit for this body type or this body type, or then they build a stock like the At One, which not only is ergonomically better, but then it's adjustable too. Well, you get the picture. Check them out at boysgunstocks.com. Sadiq Khan, the first Muslim mayor of London, is going to be speaking in Austin, Texas, to a conference of technology executives. And the gist of his remarks have been announced. He's got a little trifecta coming up of control, condemnation, and confiscation. The control he requests is that the masters of the Internet bar anti-Islamic comments and threats. His condemnation is of President Donald Trump for his tweets, especially those in support of Britain First, which have proven to be an encouragement to those with an anti-Islamic agenda. And he suggests that the big technology firms be taxed not on the basis of profits, but on the basis of revenue if the anti-Islamic messages continue on the Internet, thus threatening confiscation of his advice is not taken. He has expressed delight at Germany's hate speech laws advocated and advanced by Merkel. Khan comes out of a cultural mindset that does not understand the idea of the marketplace of ideas or independent thought or individualism and the Anglo-American tradition of liberty within the context of law. There are hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people who want to be told what to say and even what to think. Thinking is a burden for them. It's not just a matter of wanting to go along to get along. Now, that exercise of thinking for themselves and having fewer pressures and controls on their speech, behavior, and especially mentality is a lot of pressure for them. It's a level of responsibility that they cannot cope with. And why can't they cope? Here's where metaphysics hits the practical day-by-day exigencies. To exercise your freedom responsibly, you need the grace of God, the enlightenment from on high that one finds in the Holy Scripture. In our culture, although not all persons were evangelical, Protestant Christians nonetheless cultivated the norm of free thinking from the time when the central influence on the colonies in the United States was God-centered. So, certain patterns and habits of respect and thinking became ingrained among even the non-Bible-believing population. Even the non-Christian Aristotle, living in the 4th century BC Greece, knew about the importance of habit and about the importance of forming virtuous habits by the proper use of reason. He advocated a balanced approach called hexis and implied that our freedom and happiness lies in our balanced use of reason. So, this Christian implication of a divinely based freedom was written into our Declaration of Independence in the part where it says endowed by our Creator, along with the rationalistic, virtue-oriented pursuit of happiness, which was the purpose of life, or telos for Aristotle. That foundation has become diluted, and we have increasing numbers of people from cultures where that type of free, responsible, independent thought has never been cultivated. Mr. Khan is from one of those cultures and subcultures. In the Islamic worldview, the taqiyya, or deception, is a legitimate part of jihad. It's a way of resisting the infidel, and he's speaking the language of leftism in order to move forward an illiberal agenda. Jamie Glazov has characterized that trend beautifully in his volume, United in Hate. I could just see that on those. I haven't seen that at Barnes & Noble. And in that, he describes in detail the mindset of the left as it converges with the goals of the Islamists in perpetuating an ongoing crisis in the West. Dr. Glazov appeals to the unconscious Freudian death wish as a deep unifying force in this seeming convergence of interests. The leftist nihilism not only is parallel to the suicidal death wish of the terrorists of Islam, but provides a deep sense of complementary identity between the two groups or movements. Both groups hate individualism, romantic love, humor, good cheer, and people finding satisfaction in life. For the leftist believers, the happiness of the regular folks living under capitalist systems is a false consciousness. And we're just too stupid to understand that. Whereas for the Islamists, Western civilization's joy in the life of the individual and the family is an offense to God, conceived as Allah. Yet the Islamic mindset is far from both the Christian and the Greek mindsets that gave birth to our unique culture. I guess all that jihad talk by the so-called right is exaggerated. It's all driven by a bunch of mean-spirited xenophobes, right? We've had them here in the United States before. They were called the Know-Nothings in the 1840s and the 50s. Later, those so-called xenophobes were responsible for those Palmer raids in the early 1920s. It's a misanthropic thread or something. Could it be possible that the U.S. is facing an unprecedented political and cultural threat? Could the evidence be mounting that a sinister Islamic Trojan horse is being promoted by a fifth column of leftists determined to undermine whatever stability is left in the U.S. of A. But Islam and Mayor Khan are not the only elements that want to silence free choice. There is a ubiquitous and chaotic trend that runs across many groups that cannot bear the weight of responsibility that comes with freedom. So, as atheism grows, the relationship with the Almighty God through His Son by the power of the Holy Spirit fades from the equation. Not only sin, but grace becomes an alien term, and rationality is declared an enemy of freedom, and is put in the service of a deterministic social science by the so-called truth seekers in academia. So even the learned ones in our universities increasingly cannot handle a diversity of opinion. The word veritas, which is truth in Harvard's motto, becomes another part of the thought control mindset. This means that there's not, you know, that is not sufficient for them to disagree with other ideas and values, and rather they must outlaw those ideas and values and squelch them. And there is no louder squelcher than Mayor Sadiq Khan of London. He is a big-time squelcher. So, I find it interesting that he's been invited to speak here, and he actually took us up on it, because he doesn't want Trump to come to England. He thinks Trump should not be invited to England and not be given head of state treatment while in England. And yet he sees no reason to come here and not tell us what we need to know. That's leftism for you. That's leftism. And that is Islamism for you. We just got to be able to stand by and take the orders from our betters. Don't you know that? All right. When we get back, we're going to look at this bump stock band coming out of Florida. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I'm taking one of these to show to somebody next week, mounted on the scout rifle. Now that it may begin to warm up and now that I may be slightly on the mend, JT and I have been talking. It's about time to go back out to the range. We got a couple of things we're going to do along those lines. Ed Boyd's will be going with us. BoydsGunStocks.com. Now then, you guys remember Rick Scott, don't you? Florida's Rick Scott, Governor Rick Scott. The supposedly conservative Republican who bowed to pressure from Al Sharpton and appointed Angela Corey to prosecute George Zimmerman for second-degree murder after the cops determined that Zimmerman had acted in self-defense when Trayvon Martin attacked him. That Governor Scott. Well, he's back to his old tricks. On March the 9th, he signed a gun control bill banning bump stocks and increased the rate of fire of semi-automatic rifles and raising the purchase age of firearms to 21. That was passed after Nicholas Cruz murdered 17 people in Parkland, after the FBI and the Broward County Sheriff's Department botched numerous attempts to stop him, which I don't even know if that's even factually correct. They tried to stop him, but that's beside the point. The curious thing about the new law is that Cruz didn't have a bump stock. And, you know, with the exception of Las Vegas, I don't know of any one of these murder rampages where a bump stock has been used to commit any sort of crime. So why ban them? Well, their little bill was advertised as a school safety measure, but it's hard to see how banning bump stocks are going to improve school safety if they've never been used to commit a crime in a school. Presumably, Scott and the co-sponsors of the new law would argue that a ban on bump stocks will prevent future crimes, but that's hypothetical. And that's where I begin to have a serious problem with this law or any law when they start getting into banning things because somebody might use them to commit future crimes. Then there's no practical limit to what they may forbid. The real reason why bump stocks were banned is not because of the Parkland school shooting or because of any other crime in the state of Florida. They were banned because Las Vegas shooter Paddock allegedly used one, and Paddock's crime put bump stocks in the center of a national media hysteria. But Paddock, like Cruz, could have committed his crime just as easily without one, probably more effectively. Now, I'm not interested in defending bump stocks per se. In a way, they're sort of like a gimmick. But they're used for harmless fun by thousands of people. And whether they have practical value or not is not, you know, that's not up to me for me to sit back and say, well, we need to get rid of them if they don't have practical value. No, a lot of people like them. A lot of people have fun with them. A lot of people, this is as close as they're ever going to get to what I have experienced many times. But I'm interested in articulating a general principle, and it is this. Freedom means that people get to do whatever they want to as long as they do not infringe on the liberty, life, and property of others. If people want to peaceably use bump stocks, then God bless them. And if people commit crimes using bump stocks, then they should be tried in court. And if convicted of a crime severe enough, then executed. And this is all called due process of the law. And it's required by the 5th and 14th Amendments. Now, Florida has established the precedent that bump stocks may be banned because people might use them in crimes. Federal government appears poised to do the same. So what's next, you may ask? Well, the national media and the Democratic Party are already calling for a ban on semi-automatic rifles. And we already know how many of those are actually used in the commission of a crime. That's not going to slow anything else. So what's the next question of what comes next? Ban on handguns, bolt action rifles, pump shotguns. The slippery slope of gun control is a real thing. And if you look at the history of gun control, there's literally nothing that they don't want to ban. They called for a ban on so-called assault weapons because they were too deadly. T-O-O deadly. But they also want to ban Saturday Night Specials, the least powerful and least deadly guns out there. They're too cheap. They don't like scoped bolt-action rifles. They must also be banned because these are sniper rifles. Black powder muzzle loaders and single-shot antiques, which aren't even defined as firearms under federal law, are on the chopping block, too. Even toy guns are not immune. And with the exception of the provision for Army teachers, the Florida law isn't about saving lives or protecting children. If Governor Scott wanted to do that, he'd sign a law raising the age of consent for intercourse to 21 or ban it entirely to prevent children from dying of AIDS. Wouldn't he? This Florida law is about pacifying childish hysterics in the media and the emotionally charged bedwetters who don't give a fig about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And it might work temporarily, but they'll be back. And in Florida now, we have to ask you, what's next, Governor Scott? Excuse me. What are you going to ban then, buddy? I don't like banning something because it might be used in a crime for the same reason I don't like gun violence restraining orders. I can think cross things, and I often do. I have conversations all the time that in front of these people, they would come and strip me of everything with an edge, everything that launches a burret, everything, if I lived in a state where these things are in place. I don't, and it's you know, for a lot of people getting out there inventing about what they want to do about this, what they want to do about that, that's a means of coping. It's a means of coping. It is not, and it's gone on forever. And now they're making thinking hostile thoughts and articulating them verbally a crime with gun violence restraining orders. Now getting out there and banning a bump fire stock, because it might be used in commission of a crime, means they can also ban heavy heavy glass ashtrays if you are of a persuasion to have one of those, because you can, you know, cave a guy's skull in with one of those things. Why don't they ban cars? Because that could be used or abused, rather, which is everything that's happening where a crime is used or a crime is committed is where they have taken something and abused the tool. And if they really want to make a dent in premature death, in violent death, or in just people dying in general, they need to ban doctors and cancer and heart attacks. Ban all those things. Because more people die from that stuff than anything else. And it's not going to make it's not going to change things one iota. Just like this bill isn't going to. That's like getting out there and saying, we're not going to allow the rampage killers to drop into the schools from a hot air balloon. Has that ever been done, sir? No, but we're going to make sure it never happens. It might happen one day. We're just not going to let that happen. Too much pain in Florida. That doesn't stop anything from happening. It's not going to stop anything from happening. I think at this particular moment that we should take and raise the age that somebody has to go into the military to 21, to where they are considered an adult to 21, and relieve these adults who used to be adults, but now they can't buy a gun until they're 21, relieve them of all of the obligations of being an adult until they're 21. That won't work out well for a lot of people. Trust me on that one. Trust me on that one, if you will. But anyway. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.